Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. It's a basketball recruiting edition of the Cards Cast, as it's July and the evaluation period continues, and it's getting busy as college coaches are scattering across the country and, in Louisville's case, across the world. It's a busy time for coaches, Jody. I mean, we've got stuff for women's locally here in Louisville. You got Kansas City, you've got South Carolina, there's Spain with Team USA. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's always a good time of the year. I love this time of the year, being on the road and, you know, spending time watching recruits and all that kind of good stuff. I love it. But if you really think back, Michael, this is the first year since 2019 that it's really been a full kind of summer. Like last year, the coaches were out and people were playing, but there still wasn't teams that were going. There were still some restrictions on some of the tournaments and things that, you know, media did and coaches did and all that kind of good stuff. Well, you wouldn't even know it now that there was a pandemic. There was a pandemic. What? because there are no restrictions and there's no holding back now. And it's fun again. It's exciting. I really wish I said I'm not going to complain because we're back out on the road and everything's good. I really wish the class of 2023 and 2024 were better than what they are, because I've already seen a lot of really bad basketball. But it's just, you got to take that with what it is. And that's just a cyclical thing that 23 class just isn't as talented and as we've seen them. So not a big deal. So that's kind of inside baseball more than anything. The fact of the matter is there's a lot of hooping going on all across the country. And as you mentioned, the world, Nolan Smith and Danny Manning in Spain still, and they're going to stay in Spain from what I understand, until this thing is over. And Michael, I think that U17 team in the FIBA World Cup, I think they're like, is it like 52-0 or something like that? So I'm not sure that they should. I think they could have gone ahead and made the reservation and hopefully they booked for a longer stay.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, they're there checking, as you mentioned, DJ Wagner's there, Carter Knox. I mean, you've been reporting on it extensively on who they're watching, getting some reports from 247 Sports, Travis Branham, who is over in that part of the world and got to see some of it up close. So appreciate the reports from him. But opportunity. I like the fact that they're both over there, that they're both staying there and, you know, and giving it the attention they deserve. And then, I think we should kind of segue over to what's happening here locally before we discuss where you are and what's happening in your neck of the woods in the country where you're putting up stake at the moment. But the Kentucky Fairgrounds, I mean, Jody, you were out there on Wednesday morning. I was out there for much of the afternoon. I mean, it's packed out there. Over 1,500 women's teams out there playing at the fairgrounds. You know, coaches there evaluating. It's big time basketball happening right now at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's people get confused and they talk about tournaments and they talk about that. Well, there's actually two tournaments going on at one time out there at the fairground at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Let's be correct, the Kentucky Exposition Center. The KEC, as they now call it, the Run for the Roses is the big tournament. It's the one that has, you know, 1,400, more than around 1,400 teams or 1,500 teams in it. But the Nike EYBL, the Nike Girls EYBL event is also going on. And that is the creme of the girls, the crop in the girls thing. Now, some of those couple of those girls are off on USA basketball assignments. The U-17 national team is leaving for Hungary tomorrow, as I found out. So some of those good kids are not there. But when you really look at, Michael, what is out there at the ferry, at the Exposition Center, there's talent all over the place. There's a lot of talent. And quite honestly, it's a lot of young talent. Juju Watkins. There's a Jada Williams and a Juju Watkins, and I'll keep getting them mixed up. Juju Watkins is who Louisville is recruiting in the 2023 class. And she's going with Team USA, or she's with Team USA on the way to Hungary for the U-17 national team. So there's not a ton for Louisville. There's no other 2023 prospect out there. It's 2024, 2025. And get this, Michael, 2026 and 27 kids that they're watching. And that's just the way the women's recruiting game is right now, is you've got to get a head start. It's almost becoming kind of like baseball a little bit, but there's a ton of talent out there.
Yeah, and one of those in the 24 class, McKinley Randolph, a name, I guess, that's a lot of people will get to know. But I was out there, you know, as I mentioned today, and saw a lot of those youngsters that you were talking about. You've got a great write-up at CardinalAuthority.com with the storylines and targets to watch, what names may emerge, you know. So, and we're going to continue to cover that. I'll be out there again on Thursday. There's already one report up. We're going to have more reports in the morning and throughout the day of what's happening at the fairgrounds. Jeff Wall was out there. Assistant coaches were out there. So it's, you know, you walk around and you're seeing head coaches and assistant coaches from every program in the country, this thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the best part about the event there at the Exposition Center, is there are 84 courts under one roof. And if you're a college coach, you know, if you're a high major college coach, you love it because you get to see a lot of them. If you're a small school college coach, you love it because you get to see 84. There's no other place in the country that you can see that many players and kids and all that under one roof. And so that's why they get excited to come to Louisville. And that's why they have so many coaches that do come to Louisville. So some good stuff there. Louisville coaches on the women's side of things, we'll keep you track. We'll keep track of Coach Walls and where the assistants are. But I know today Shea Robinson was in in Indianapolis. Chloe Kitts, the main target, the girl that they hope makes a good decision here very, very, very soon and commits to Louisville, is there in Indianapolis. And then you look at Stephanie Norman. She's in Iowa. So there are a number of different places, and I would not be shocked to see Jeff Walls take off overseas as well, coming up here at the end of the period. So just be prepared for Coach Walls to leave the country, not for good, but to go recruiting as well. As far as the men's thing is concerned, Michael, Coach Payne today spent time at the Adidas event. I was back and forth. What do I do? Where do I go? But really, when I look down to it, the Adidas event is, I mean, there's a couple of good players there that Louisville is recruiting, but boy, it's pretty bad as far as depth and talent. So I ended up coming to Kansas City, and the EYBL begins tomorrow at 11 a.m. Noon your time. And there's a lot of talent here. DJ Wagner won't be here, but a bunch of other guys that Louisville's recruiting will be here. Just give me my 157th game of Caleb Glenn tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be fine with that. So, but I'm excited to see some young guys, you know, Jamari Phillips and Isaiah Elohim. Elohim is a guy that I wanted to see at the NBA camp last week, and he ended up not making it there. Rob Wright, who Louisville just offered from Team Final. Jaden Johnson, the youngster from Trinity High School, who played at Mayo last year as an eighth grader, is out here. So it's a loaded event here. It's not a great 2023 class, But the best players in that class are here. If they're not in Spain, they're here in the at the event that I'll be at tomorrow, and I'm excited to see it. And I do expect to see Coach Payne at some point. I would imagine at some point tomorrow, because he doesn't need to spend a lot of time at the Adidas event. It'll be interesting to see what Josh Jamison does, because, you know, they're really after A.J. Johnson, who plays on the Adidas circuit. Ugonna Kingsley is the big guy from the New Jersey Hawks, who I think is a very good option for them at center. He's on that circuit as well. But really, those are the only two, like, big-time 23 guys that are on that circuit. So how much time do they spend there? And do they go see Xavier Booker? Xavier Booker, I mentioned in the storylines, Xavier Booker is a guy who is off on his own. The George Hill All-Stars are an independent team. They play in Atlanta. Does Louisville go see him? They've been to every game so far in June and July. In June, in the high school period, and last week at the NBA camp, do they continue that? So there's some interesting stuff this week that's going to play itself out. And, of course, there's going to be new names. Don't worry about it. There's going to be a bunch of new names. I say a bunch. A handful of new names will emerge this month for Louisville basketball.
You know, you mentioned Xavier Booker. I had a chance to watch him a couple of times at the Collins event last month, and Josh Jamison was out there, you know, the entire time. Nolan Smith came out there and joined. And like you said, they were tracking him. I actually, chatted with him following the first day of the action. The story was, hey, it's a new relationship with Louisville. Certainly they have made that a priority for them. So as you put in the story, I'm curious to see how that does continue with him as well. Another note that I like that you included is, you know, kind of referencing the Louisville Live in September and how much of their efforts right now, including going over to Spain, will impact on guys that will probably be here for unofficial visits for Louisville Live. So something to track there as well.
Yeah, and that is a big deal to me. It is a big deal to kids. A lot of people don't look at who is recruiting and where they're recruiting and how they're doing it. You know, like as far as what part of the staff, some kids do, some kids don't. I don't think it's a big deal that Kenny Payne didn't go to Spain. To me, you'd rather have Kenny Payne here at the Nike EYBL event, where there are dozens of prospects that they could get involved with potentially. You want him in the at the EYBL event and showing face. Plus, the big thing is this: like, Nolan Smith is fine on his own. Danny Manning going there shows DJ Wagner, Carter Knox, and Cooper Flagg that we really, really like you guys, the three top targets in 23, 24, and 25, in my opinion. But it also shows to me, it helps Kenny Payne being in stateside, staying here, because he's going to see all those friends of his that he's had with that swoosh on at the EYBL. I know he's seen them probably in Indianapolis. He's probably seen them on the road or whatever since he's had the job. But anytime that he can get some face with those guys that he calls his brothers, and I'm not talking about former Louisville player brothers, I'm talking about guys who are on the AAU circuit, who are on the Nike circuit, and who run these events, and who, you know, have some influence on all these kids. It's very important for him to be in that situation more than it would be to be in Spain. So that's why there's no worries about that. Now, speaking of his brothers and former Louisville players, he spent a little time with one of those guys last week, Michael, and I spent a little time with one of those guys last week. I had a great little chat with former University of Louisville guard Peyton Siva. And you know what? Peyton, such a good guy, such a great ambassador for Louisville, and he wants to coach. So he was at the NBA Top 100 camp, and he was coaching for the first time, and it was a big adjustment. My conversation with Peyton Siva.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
How did this come about?
Honestly, you know, my wife was just like, you know, you should start thinking about life outside of basketball. And she's like, you know, you're not getting any younger. And I've attended this camp when I was in high school. It was in Virginia at the time. And I just reached out to Tim McCormick, who runs the camp, and I asked him, like, hey, you know, are you guys still doing the coaching program? I saw Rondo do it, I think it was last year or the year before. And, I think the year before. And I was like, oh, I don't know if they're still doing it because of COVID. So I just reached out and said, hey, are you guys doing the coaching program? I would love to, you know, attend if there's an open spot. And they had an open spot. And, I got a chance to come and do it.
It's kind of cool to go to do it. It's different. You're on the other side, and you're the one yelling. It's a little different.
It's a lot different, but I'm enjoying it. Just because I enjoy kind of teaching and leading and helping. And this gives me a chance to kind of work with young kids. Something that I've always had a passion for, you know, to do. And coaching is the right opportunity to go give back, you know, help kids. And, you know, for me, I'm an energetic kind of guy. I love to help and love to teach. And this was just a perfect thing for me because I have a passion for basketball. And so
do you feel like you will coach?
I do. I feel like I will coach in the future. It's something that I am enjoying and something that I would love to, you know, get into that field.
What, as far as Louisville goes, you know, it's been a tough few years for them. Did you know Nolan, Coach Payne, any of those guys before?
I knew Coach Payne a little bit from, you know, playing against Kentucky and stuff. But I knew Nolan better just because played against Nolan, knew Nolan since he was at Duke. We've kind of had that relationship just from a small basketball community. And when they got hired, I messaged them right away telling him congratulations, you know, telling him welcome back to the field. And I've been away from the program for a little bit, just with, you know, when Chris Mack stepped in and the rest of the staff getting let go. Just wasn't around as often, but I told Nolan I'll try to come back more, you know, especially if I'm going to be home. But we had moved down to Florida. But I told him I wanted to come back and kind of help out. I was there early on talking to L. Ellis, just trying to help him out a little bit. Just, you know, gave him my number. We worked out quite a bit before I was trying to get back in Louisville a lot longer, but I had to go out to Greece for the playoffs. So.
As a former player, to have a former player leading the program, kind of cool, isn't it?
It's awesome. Just because he knows the history of Louisville. He knows the game of basketball, for one. He's played it. So I think the players will really enjoy that. And just to see somebody who's been in my shoes get that opportunity to, you know, really lead the guys out there is pretty cool to see.
Good stuff from Peyton Siva there. Remember, keep clicking at Cardinal Authority. Jody Demley's in Kansas City. I will continue to be at the Kentucky Exposition Center for the women's EYBL and Run for Roses, as many Louisville targets are playing there as well. So we're going to have both the men's and women's storylines covered for you through the week. So keep clicking at Cardinal Authority as recruiting season for basketball just continues to ramp up. For Jody Demling, I am Michael McCammon. This has been the Cards Cast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.